This is All India Radio. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on lockdown provisions and opening the sectors for economic activities. The participants are Sushma Ramachandran, Senior Economic Analyst, and AIR Correspondent Renu Kataria.
The MHA has issued a clarification on the order allowing the opening of shops amidst the coronavirus-induced lockdown in the country. Please tell us more about this clarification.
Clarification is that, you know, you are not going to be able to open all the shops as was earlier indicated. You can now only open shops. You cannot open barber shops. You cannot open salons. You cannot open gymnasiums. And you cannot open swimming pools. You cannot open shops within a mall. Therefore, any shop that is outside a mall but is in a regular marketplace that is near your residential locality can be opened. So these are the provisions. The other thing, of course, which has been earlier specified, the people who are the employees in the shop, you will have to have the owner of the shop will have to ensure that they are only 50% of the employees. For instance, if you had 10 employees, you can now only have 5 working over there. Plus, you will have to have provisions for social distancing and also make sure that anyone who enters your shop will be wearing a mask.
MHA has also ordered of opening of the marketplaces from today in the neighborhood and standalone shops. But do you think this is the right time to renew businesses, or could we have waited till 3rd of May?
We have to remember that there are a large number of districts in the country which have not a single case of coronavirus. And it would be very unfair to deny those areas the prospects of going back to a little bit of normal life. If this opening up is done in a very careful way and confined only to these areas, then I think it would be okay. There are other clarifications also which have been issued today in the sense that the state governments have to take a view on it. So each state have to decide whether these relaxations can be allowed in their state. Now, for instance, Delhi has already said that we're not very happy with this decision and of the center, and we will take our own decision, which is fine because the central government has said for the states to take the decision. Each state must take the decision depending on its own situation. Rajasthan and Gujarat have also said that they will take a view on it after a while. But there are other states and parts of states, for instance, Kerala, they might like to open up a certain district. Each state may not like to open up all districts or containment zones, like Delhi, for instance, has many containment zones. Some states may have very few, and they may feel that in the areas where they do not have containment zones, we can allow it. So I think every state will probably evolve their own strategy based on the situation.
So we are all looking at the economic growth of the country. But the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on the Indian economy has been huge in the last 1 month. How do you think India can improve its economy?
This is something that not just the government, but health experts are also grappling with this question. Even health experts are divided on this because there's a section of health experts who are saying that, well, we don't need to create this kind of economic distress just for COVID and we should, you know, relax the restrictions. But another set of health experts who are very adamant that the lockdown is critical. Otherwise, our entire health infrastructure will be overwhelmed. And they say, well, the economy can wait. Prime Minister himself said that we have to think, of course, of livelihood. But if there's no life, then where is livelihood? So there are two schools of thought. But I think there was an interview in the media of the editor of the Lancet magazine, the medical journal. And he was asked, you know, how does India come out of exit strategy? And he said, well, your exit strategy should not be now. You need to be in lockdown for at least 10 weeks. So that's a very rigid kind of a thing. So improve the economy, I think we will have to do it in phases all over the country. Wherever the coronavirus threat seems to be receding, I think we should be opening up.
Ma'am, we were talking about the health sector. What are your thoughts on how and what India has learned from the COVID-19 hit nations in terms of health sector?
India has done a lot, and I think all over the world, everybody is quite admiration of the fact that we took policy steps way ahead of time, unlike most countries. And I think one of the reasons is that we, our health infrastructure is not really very good, and I think we have to accept compared to many other developed countries. And therefore, had we allowed the situation to get out of hand, our health facilities would have been overwhelmed. Having said that, I think that we can see both the government and the private sector is collaborating now to probably ensure that as the days go by, you know, that we strengthen our health infrastructure, increase our investment in health as a percentage of our GDP, which is rather low just now. And if we can do that, everything has a silver lining. In the long run, I think the corona crisis might be very disastrous in many ways. It may help us to boost our health facilities all over the country.
Ma'am, we are talking about the economic growth of our country. What are your thoughts on the tourism, hospitality, aviation, automobile, the rail sectors, which are in urgent need of cooperation from the government? When do you think these sectors can open up for us?
These are all areas which have been very, very badly hit. Tourism and hospitality, of course, simply because we cannot travel. Not just India, all over the world has been hit. Automobile sector had already been hit earlier. There's the slowing of the economy. The automobile sector had been talking about it. But on the construction and road sector, I think that the latest notifications which came before this, which allowed construction of roads in some areas where there is no COVID-19 in certain districts and rural areas, there is a provision to start road construction and other types of construction, but ensuring social distancing, ensuring proper sanitization and other facilities to workers. So one can only hope that probably, again, the coronavirus strain, it may be a silver lining for workers who are contract workers who generally work under very poor conditions. And they will, the employers will now be forced to provide much better facilities for them in terms of housing and in terms of environment. One can only hope that at least there would be that facility. These are the sectors which are going to be badly hit. And of course, overall GDP growth looks whether we will have 1% or 2% or maybe even a contraction. I think that we can probably judge maybe after another month or so.
There was a sudden stop to the economic activities due to the lockdown because as the unemployment was soaring, the businesses were failing, there was bankruptcies. Now, how soon do you think the Indian economy will normalize in the present century, ma'am?
Well, Indian economy is already pretty modern. We don't lack on that account. But probably in certain sectors, we are not up to, you know, establish norms as far as developed countries. And I think that's where we need to go. And probably, as I said, one of the things that may happen after the coronavirus crisis is that we may adopt far more technology in these areas. And I'm talking about the very basic areas of road construction, of real estate, where technology is not fully used in buildings. If you have a constraint on using workers, now the latest for shops is 50% of employees, even construction may have to reduce the numbers, and therefore they might have to use technology. Now, it's not that technology is not available. It's simply because labor is cheap in this country, and therefore we are able to utilize labor rather than automation. I think there would be a greater move towards automation. The capability to use this technology and automation is available in this country. Our information technology sector is very, very advanced. And I think it's simply now a question of applying the capabilities that we have. Otherwise, the organized sector, we are really on par with the advanced countries.
We've also been hearing that there has been layoffs by companies regarding their employees. So what are the main factors that are contributing to these layoffs? Can we discuss a few factors, like is it fear of social distancing can be one of the reasons for employee layoffs?
I think that could be a factor in future. Yes, you see, because you may have to reduce the number of workforce in your particular establishment. But at the same time, the other aspect is that in many industries, you will also be able to possibly even expand your workforce because you will be adopting the facility of work for home. Now, in the IT sector, for instance, already the future plans that have been envisaged, some of the big companies like TCS, is that by, say, 2025, about 80% of their workforce will be working from home. And this is something that plan has emerged only now over the last 2 months owing to this crisis. Of course, when you come to the smaller establishments, here is a problem where if a shop has to employ less people, then it becomes a problem for the workforce. And it is for workers and contractual labor, casual labor. It is here that the government will have to step in and provide some kind of wage support, some kind of employee guarantee system for workers to ensure that they are not laid off at the drop of a hat. And this is something probably we'll have to relook at our labor laws to see where we can strengthen them as far as casual labor is concerned.
We're talking about workers here. Ma'am, what plans does the government have for the migrant laborers who have left the states and gone back to their villages?
The migrant workers is something that have come on our radar over the last 1 month, and we have seen visuals of them walking on the roads, and this is something that was rather unexpected. I think that not just now, I think for many decades now, these migrant workers who form the backbone of economy, I think enough attention has not been paid to their welfare. And I think the fact that they have become so highly visible and there is so much concern about it, I think that now policymakers are going to focus on their welfare in a big way. And if you look at states, now the UP government has said that they are now going to try and transport the stranded migrant workers from UP back to their villages, make sure that they are quarantined. And once they reach after the quarantine, they will be given 1,000 rupees plus dry rations. This is a very short-term measure. But what I'm trying to say is that policy measures in some way or the other are now being evolved. This is short-term, but they will now have to think long-term. Long-term, and here I talked about the fact that construction companies will now have to provide housing facilities for workers, which they never bothered to do. So now the state governments and private companies will now have to really collaborate to ensure that working environment for these migrant workers, the facilities that they get, their perks, their housing, their ration, everything that they require will really need to be upgraded. Because to ensure that we don't see these kind of visuals of people, literally homeless people walking on the roads, this is something I think that the government will really have to gear up and ensure that policies are made to take care of their welfare.
How do you think the banks can play an important role in building the Indian economy?
Well, the banks, of course, have a very critical role in the Indian economy. In this crisis that they are working, they are open, and you can go to a bank, you can withdraw your money. And I think also what is important is, although there have been large withdrawals of cash initially because people were nervous, by and large, there has been no run on the banks because of this crisis. Definitely a positive thing. I think one thing that the banks need to do is this issue that Reserve Bank of India said that there will be a moratorium of 3 months on loan repayments. But the banks have apparently insisted that, you know, if you don't make loan repayments, you're going to pay probably interest on it. And I think this is something that the RBI needs to look at. The banks need to be told that there's no point of giving a moratorium if you're not going to give an interest moratorium as well. So these kind of things, for instance, the other issues about these higher user charges for a bank, these are the small things, but they amount to a great deal for retail customers. And I think at this time, the banks need to really cut down on their user charges for customers and make, especially public sector banks, public private sector banks as well, both of them, and need to make life much easier for the retail customer.
Thank you for connecting with us and enlightening us on this critical issue today.
You were listening to a discussion on lockdown provisions and opening the sectors for economic activities. The participants were Sushma Ramachandran, Senior Economic Analyst, and AIR Correspondent Renu Kataria. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.